Well, this is the latest in the Singletary Center's line of pairing superstar classical soloists with the University of Kentucky Symphony Orchestra. They've done this before with Itzhak Perlman, with Sarah Chang, Gil Shaham, and a number of other artists. You know, really with Long Long, they're hitting one of the current hot names in classical music. He was just on the Grammy Awards, actually performed twice on the Grammy Awards this year. He did a song with Metallica, which was kind of head-turning and a different sort of thing for a classical soloist to do. And then he did a tribute to Van Cliburn. So, you know, really, like we said, marquee artist here coming in to perform two pieces, including work by Chopin, and that was one of his most recent albums, was a collection of Chopin work. So it'll be a big night Sunday night at the Singletary Center.
Also a big night Friday night at the Norton Center, Intergalactic Nemesis, of great interest to those of us involved in radio.
Yeah, I mean, and this is, you know, one of two events that we're talking about this week that are really, you know, I mean, I've been doing this job for about 20 years or so, and you know, when something new comes along that you really have not thought about before, it's just really neat. This is a live-action graphic novel, is what they bill it as, that actually started as radio dramas down in Austin. This guy would do these dramas every few months or so at a coffee house. And he was invited to do them at a big performing arts center, kind of like the EKU Center. And he said he was flattered by the invitation, but he didn't think that the radio play would be big enough to fill that center. And he said he had this epiphany. He saw projections of the comic book up on the stage, filling the stage. And so that's what they developed. And there are now two chapters of this story of a newspaper reporter and a librarian saving the world against invaders from outer space. So this will be a fun chance to see the first chapter, and if there's good response, maybe they'll bring in the second one.
And that is tonight.
That is tonight at the Norton Center.
It's February, Heart Month, Valentine's Day a month, a special event happening at the Living Arts and Science Center.
That's right. This is their annual fundraiser, Heart Full of Fun, and it's going to be out at the Alltech Arena at the Kentucky Horse Park. And part of the entertainment is the Patrick McNeese Band, which is one of the more interesting bands in the area that'll be playing for the event. But another part of the entertainment is a aerial silks artist, which is a type of thing that you really have probably only seen you've gone to see Cirque du Soleil or acts like that, or I guess recently on the Grammy Awards, it's kind of like what Pink was doing. But she does, this woman, Jessica Johnson, who runs a aerial silks fitness studio in Lexington and also performs, you know, basically twists herself up toward the ceiling on the silks and will do tumbles and twirls and all sorts of different things. It's a very different kind of act for Heart Full of Fun.
Number of events to kind of break us out of the doldrums of this dead winter season. Excellent. Thank you, Rich Copley.
Thank you.